This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
We have got one of the creators of that song, DJ Dave Good from the Potbellies. Hello, Dave.
Oh, thanks for having us, guys. We love Joy.
Oh, thank you. We love the Potbellies.
Oh, man, it's beautiful to hear the old song like that. You know, you guys have been champion for us for a long time.
I looked it up and I couldn't find it, but my memory tells me that you guys launched Hello on Hey Hey It's Saturday. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It was the comeback of Hey Hey It's Saturday.
Which didn't work for them.
No. But you actually performed that song live show.
Yeah, yeah.
And like they had you marching through at the outdoor area of
God,
the Richmond.
You've got good memory. I wouldn't even tell you that myself.
and look, it is one of my favourite.
Oh, it is a good one, I have to say. It goes down really well at the shows.
Absolutely. Now, the Potbellies have been around. You guys first created yourselves back in 2003.
Yeah, that's right. Myself and Johnny, we met in an Irish pub. Obviously, I'm Irish. And we had nothing but a box of records with us. And we met there. And we came all the way around the world, met each other there, came up with the Potbellies here in Australia.
I like the way you're still described as being an Irish-Australian band. But, you guys would be citizens by now.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We love Australia. I'm not going anywhere. You can't get rid of me now.
One of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And you've been through a few changes over the years.
Yeah,
you had an MC with you for a number of years who left the band three or 4 years ago.
About 4 years ago, I think. Yeah. She's gone to do her own solo stuff.
And you guys pretty much started off as DJs.
I mean, it was just me and Johnny, and we were just DJs, and we had four decks, two mixers, and that was different. You know, not a lot of people were doing it. It was quite hard to actually get clubs to supply four turntables. And still to this day, when we say, can we have four CDJs and two mixers, it's a real hassle. They don't want to do it. And we're going, we've been doing this for so long. Come on, guys, get with the script.
They like have to go out and hire extra equipment for the Potbellies. Yeah. I mean, that's a tough gig.
I know. Oh, these guys are just hassle. So, we started out like that. And eventually we started producing and we got a lot of music early on, filling up the music content in Big Brother in the Up Late section. And so from there we actually got, it was really random. We're talking about, these were just soundtracks, like they weren't actually released songs, were just things of, the people getting kicked out of the room that day. There's always a sad little song. And so we started a production career really as Potbellies there, and eventually but our love is obviously dance music, and we eventually got a record label here in Vicious.
I was going to say,
in Melbourne.
That was what I was going to come to, actually. Joy, one of the things I'm very proud of is that we support great Australian music, and Vicious Records, your first label, is a big part of the dance music scene in Australia for a long time.
One of the biggest, one of the originators.
Created, of course, by John Corse.
Yeah, Andy Van.
And Andy Van, who was Madison Avenue.
Of course.
And I remember that one of the first places Madison Avenue got airplay was when John literally walked the track down the road to our studios in South Melbourne and gave it to my predecessor, Damien, and said, give this a play and see what it sounds like on radio.
Isn't it amazing?
So Vicious Records is a big part of Melbourne.
Oh, I know.
Big part of the Australian dance scene and a big part of your stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Them guys were brilliant to us. They really kind of nurtured us as a young band and, trying to find our way. And they were really, really, really attentive, and we did so much work. I mean, we've had some success with them,
Yeah.
I love the boys there.
Great work. Now, we cannot go anywhere without asking you about Don't Hold Back.
Okay.
So potentially your biggest hit. It was two times platinum, number five on the charts.
Yeah, and it was number one in the club charts for, you know, 16 weeks. You know, it was a massive club hit.
Yeah.
2007-08.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then somehow it's managed to get into everybody's ears since around 2010.
Wreck everyone's head, yeah.
Basically, because it sold a lot of big four-wheel drive cars.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's funny. They had a creative guy who went, you know, I'm going to put you and you. He pitched the idea to Jeep and he loved us and it just fit. You know, it just really did. And, you know, you can't plan that. We didn't write the song to get a Jeep thing. I mean, that's amazing. No. You know, bonus out of any music, making any money out of music is a bonus full stop. So this, you know, to get such a big brand was just amazing.
And one of the most one of the things I read about that is it's actually now considered one of the most successful and longest running TV sync tracks in the world.
Oh, well, I don't know the world. I don't know Australia, really. But we've been trying to think of, you know, because it's not a jingle. So it's been jingles that have gone for 25 years.
Right.
This isn't, you know, this was a track that they came on. And look, you know, it's not going anywhere too soon. We've got another 3 years on it. So you're gonna be pissed off with it for a long time.
No, we're not pissed off with it. That's a thing. And I guess
if it was a rubbish song that they were using, then we'd be pissed off.
And as you mentioned, I guess lots of people would ask this question. Have you actually, like, made, you know, some actual nice coin out of that sort of deal?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. I mean, that's a publishing deal. You know, there's two sides to when you sell music or you give it to TV. There's a recording side royalty and there's a publishing side royalty. And so, yeah, look, it's been very fruitful to us. There's four writers on it.
Yeah.
We've all done quite well out of it. I mean, you know, we're not gonna. It's not the days of, but you know, back in the 70s where there was millions of dollars for everybody. It's not like that these days. We're just happy enough that this gives us a platform every year to keep on doing what we love.
Yeah, all right.
Do you know what I mean?
We're gonna play it now because it's not going anywhere.
Before you do, let me remind everybody, give us a call, 1300-JOY-949, or jump online to joy.org.au, sign up or become a brand new member. You'll go in the draw, not to win one of those, but you'll go in the draw to win a fabulous Holden Astra.
Yeah. Dave from the Potbellies in the studio, but it is Radiothon. It's the final Friday.
That's right. It is the final countdown to the end of the Radiothon period, which ends tonight at 7 o'clock. So what you've got to do is you've got to become a member if you aren't one already, or you've got to renew your membership if you've already got one. It's very easy. Give Robbie Rockstar a call, 1300-JOY-949. He would love to talk to you, and I mean that, love. Or you can jump online to the less personal but very easy method, joy.org.au, fill all your details in there, and it'll be done. And if you do that, you'll be in the draw for some of the fabulous prizes like the brand new Holden Astra RS Auto. Thanks to our very good friends at Holden. You know what? Let's go there.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Hey, Dave from the Potbellies is with us. Now, Dave, we've been talking about your longevity in the music business.
Yeah.
Potbellies started in 2003, but you guys knew each other in Ireland before
We actually were on Pirate Radio, but we didn't actually know each other. We actually met for the first time in Bondi Junction.
In Sydney.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right. So... yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So you were two Irishmen bonding.
Bonding. He came in to see me DJing on vinyl, and he told me a lot of lies that he was a big DJ from, you know, played in home in England. And I was like, you're lying. I know you are. Because you're Johnny Sonnet. Like, I knew of him. He was in the Bad Boy band back in the day. It was really quite funny.
Oh, okay.
And I seen him on children's TV.
Oh.
So that's how I knew of him. I didn't know him.
Okay.
It was called Silver.
The show, the band.
The band was called Silver. Oh, they was in this boy band thing. There's some classic pictures on it. Yeah.
Hey, now, do you have a favourite track over the years from the Potbellies?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Don't Hold Back is a serious track for us because, you know, it really was all of us together writing that, really cool. I mean, Are You With Me is another one as well. Like,
my favourite.
Yeah, yeah.
Your favourite?
Hand up, my favourite.
It's really hard, but it's just the reactions that we see.
Yeah.
You know, and don't hold back. I mean, we'd be anywhere around Australia, Tasmania, in this one particular place in Tasmania. You know, it really makes a difference to people, and especially live. We had a guy, and he was, you know, he didn't have limbs and stuff, and he was in there in a wheelchair, and he had his minder, put him up on his shoulders, and, you know, like, it was a real big thing for him to do that in front of everyone, and that's, and it came at that he broke through a lot of stuff by that song. You know, there's another guy who he had Don't Hold Back tattooed because his father loved the song so much and passed away. He made his son in the will play Don't Hold Back at the funeral.
Wow.
And okay. You know, so you just go, you know what, God, that's really reached people.
Yeah. So you guys fill in your time between producing and making music by DJing.
Yes. Touring live as well.
And touring live. Does it feel funny or is it just expected that you're going to drop the Potbelly's tracks into your sets?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
You got to do it?
I mean, there's some DJ sets, you know, me and Johnny gone, you know what, it's not a live one. We just want to play. We want to play anything we want. And, you know, we get a lot of people come up to us and they're like, are you going to play it or not? You know, come on. And we're going, really? All right, then. And we, you know, we might play a different version that we have, a different remix. But it does get expected, right. And fair enough.
You guys are still well and truly relevant. We're going to talk to you about your new stuff. Hey, you're not a stranger to Joy 94.9.
No.
And your music is definitely no stranger to anyone who listens to Joy regularly. It is our radiothon.
Yes.
# we still need Joy.
Yeah.
What do you think? Why do you think we still need Joy?
Look, it's so important, you know, to have communities radio and to have, you know, you guys being, you know, the flag for gay scene and gay radio here. And, you know, it's just an amazing thing. You know, and doing this supporter drives, it's what you have to do. You have to band people together to call of arms. Come on, guys. You know, we all love it. You know, because we, you know, us Irish, you know, we're the first in the world to have gay equal marriages.
Yes.
You know, so we're, you know, the people spoke.
Which everyone looked at that and went, isn't it a Catholic country?
That's right. So there you go. You know, like, you know, so we're all very pro. And, you know, I just think it's really important that you guys have a voice. You know, and, you know, as much as that sounds even terrible, but this is the world we live in.
That's right. # we still need Joy.
Yes.
You know, everything we do for our LGBTI community is underpinned by what we do on Daytime Joy, which is support great queer and great Australian artists. Some of them not signed, some of them not to big labels. And, you know, over the years, the Potbellies, while you might have been at times on major labels, I mean, you are a pillar of great Australian music.
Oh, look, you know, we've been so accepted into the gay community. We've done the Mardi Gras, Sleaze Balls. We've played in most of the gay clubs around. We used to do the Greyhound as well. We used to do that many times. You know, we've just been embraced by the gay scene. You know, we've just got nothing but respect and love. So come on, guys. Let's keep it going.
Yeah.
Yes.
1-300-JOY-949, joy.org.au. We're holding Astra. Let's go there.
Let's talk about new music, because you guys are still doing it. Now, you're touring. You're touring with the Ministry of Sound reunion tour,
which
is like a 90s 2000 reunion.
Well, this is actually 2005 to 2008.
Right.
Yes.
And you're on the Gold Coast in 2 days' time.
Yes.
And next week you're on the NRL footy show.
Yes.
So you're going to perform a couple of tracks.
Yes, we're going to do the old classic, Don't Hold Back, because they love that in the footy. And then we're going to do a new single,
which is Show Me Where Your Love Is.
Show Me Where Your Love Is.
Now, you've also got a 3rd of June, you're over in Newcastle for Ministry of Sound. Yeah. And the Potbelly DJ is playing in Maroochydore on the 10th of June, which is Queen's birthday.
Is it? Oh, yeah. That's going to be a massive one. Yeah, it's a part of a festival type thing.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, tell us about Show Me Where Your Love Is.
Look, you know, it's a kind of a new sound for us. It's still got our anthemic vibe. You know, it's got Ilan on the vocals doing what he does best. And, you know, I really love this one. It's a bit different from us. So, you know, it's a departure from, like, Are You With Me and stuff like that. But it's still, I mean, you got to move forward.
It's 2017, isn't it?
That's right, you know. The song's about, you know, struggle. It's about, you know, being lost. it's about being on tour and what happened. Well, you know, not what happens, but, you know, the results of being on tour so much. And it's a very heartfelt song. I really love this one, yeah.
All right, we're going to listen to it now. Oh, nice. Dave, thank you for coming and joining us on our very special Radiothon show. The Pop Bellies, amazing Australian talent.
Thank you.
Great Australian music.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.